Good morning. After the round of precipitation across interior New York and New England yesterday, we had some wet roadways and walkways last evening, but overnight, temperatures have dropped back below freezing and are largely in the 20s. As a result, areas of black ice common this morning, especially on untreated surfaces. So use extra caution heading out this morning, but temperatures will start to climb with sunrise upon us. We'll see readings push back through the 20s and into the lower to mid-30s before long, on our way up to the lower 40s for afternoon highs. Sunshine, though, will gradually give way to increasing clouds during the day as high pressure, which has been in control of our weather overnight, will slide off the eastern seaboard. This will open the door for a warm front to head our way, and along with the front this evening, a band of precipitation will break out across parts of interior New York and New England after dark. Temperatures will be marginal and in some cases right at about freezing, so we could get a couple of quick inches of snow or even some sleet and freezing rain in the cooler pockets, especially in mountain valleys, while other locations will remain above freezing through the evening and overnight hours and will have just plain rain showers as that warm front passes through. On average, overnight lows will be in the lower to middle 30s. We'll also have areas of fog developing with the milder air flowing over the deep, cold snowpack. For tomorrow, a storm system will ride through the Great Lakes and into southern parts of Canada. Its associated cold front will make a charge at us from the west during the day. We'll have a period of rain right through the middle part of the afternoon, and it could come down in bursts heavily at times, with even a couple of rumbles of thunder. Out ahead of that front, temperatures will surge on a southerly breeze into the upper 40s to around 50. After that rain passes through tomorrow evening, we'll start a drying trend into Friday night as temperatures drop back into the 20s. On Saturday, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, a westerly wind, still on the mild side though, with readings in the mid-40s, and a touch cooler, but still comfortably so on Sunday, with partly sunny skies, highs right around 40 degrees. Arctic air will come back into the picture for the beginning and middle part of next week, with scattered snow showers ushering it in. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, high temperatures will be back into the middle and upper 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for portions of the Ohio and Tennessee valleys to the central Gulf Coast. A storm now near the Colorado-Kansas border will continue to deepen as it travels from eastern Kansas to southwestern Wisconsin during the late afternoon hours. Scattered to numerous thunderstorms in bands should pose primarily a threat for damaging wind gusts, a few of which may reach 65 knots. While the tornado risk exists, it is secondary to damaging thunderstorm wind gusts in terms of coverage, duration, and number of events probable. As that next storm ejects out of the southern plains toward the Great Lakes, colder air in place over the upper Midwest will set the stage for heavy snow later today and tonight. Blizzard warnings and winter storm warnings have been issued in most of Iowa and eastern Minnesota, including Des Moines and Minneapolis, and western Wisconsin, including Madison, for as much as 8 to 12 inches of snow. Winds at times will gust up to 50 miles per hour in some areas, causing considerable blowing and drifting snow with low visibility. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Lihue, Hawaii, at 12:53 p.m. Eastern Time last Thursday. The last report of hail was at Fukui Airport in Japan at 3:09 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with blowing snow and fog at 12 degrees with a northwest wind at 84 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 31 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 32 degrees, the dew point 24, 73% relative humidity, a west wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.15 inches, and it is currently rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Needles, California, to a low of 4 below zero at Lebanon, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds in the upper 40s, Boston increasing clouds in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with rain moving in during the afternoon and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 39 degrees, the low 10, the average temperature 25, that's 2 degrees below normal. 1.3 inches of snow in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 27.7 inches, which is 19.1 inches above normal, and 64.8 inches for the season, which is 22.1 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees, the average low, 18. The record high, 66, set in 1930, and the record low, 16 below zero, in 1966. Sunrise this morning was at 6:45 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:33 p.m., 10 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds today, with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Cloudy with snow, sleet, and some freezing rain this evening, then rain showers overnight tonight. Also, areas of fog with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy with rain showers tonight, also areas of fog and lows in the mid 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with rain showers tonight, possibly some wet snow, and areas of fog developing with lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy with rain showers tonight, possibly some wet snow, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with rain showers this evening, possibly some wet snow or even pockets of sleet or freezing rain. Areas of fog overnight tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain, breezy and mild, perhaps even a rumble of thunder in the middle of the afternoon, highs in the upper 40s, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, still mild Saturday, mid-40s, a bit cooler but still partly sunny and around 40 on Sunday, much colder, windy on Monday, a few flurries and snow showers in the mid to upper 20s, and mid-20s with a chance of light snow or snow showers on Tuesday and Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.